Unity of Farmington Hills, a powerful path for spiritual living.
Morning, Unity of Farmington Hills. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate everyone joining us. Today is the final Sunday of Advent, and so our daily word is joy today. So I think that's something we all can discover together. And so with that joy, that means it's time for the Amanda Daniels joke of the day. Yes, this is a tradition we are steadfastly continuing. And here it is. And it always revolves around the daily word. So the daily word is joy. The joke is, found my joy. It was hiding behind Monday. All the love and praise goes to Amanda Daniels. All right, this morning we celebrate joy as divine light shining from within us, expressed through laughter, creativity, and the love that we share together. Our youth ministry will help bring the joy to life as we prepare our hearts for Christmas, so can't wait for that. And let us begin.
Light of the world, treasure of heaven, brilliant like the stars in the wintry sky. Joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows to fly. Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for your love. From great heights of glory, you saw the story, and God, you entered in and became one of.
Forevermore, sing hallelujah. Good morning, Unity of Farmington Hills.
Yes. Good morning.
I always don't wait for you to say good morning back. Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning. I'm Carol Franz, the platform assistant, and I will share the announcements and upcoming events. If you are a first-time guest or friend or family member, please take a welcome packet from the usher as you leave the sanctuary. Join us after service in the social hall for joyful holiday fellowship and light refreshments prepared by our wonderful hospitality team. We are grateful to other members who have also been surprising us with tasty dishes and treats. We will be treated this morning by our youth ministry as they perform a funny detective-style Christmas skit called The Case of the Missing Christmas Cookies. Let's show our youth how much we love and support them. Our festive, or somewhat festive, sweater contest is also today at 11:45 in the social hall. We hope you've worn your favorite sweater. It could be the winner. Join us for our Christmas Eve candlelight service on Wednesday, December 24th at 6:30 p.m. in person and on YouTube. Let's celebrate together the sacred birth of a new awareness of Christ. Our final town hall meeting for this year will be on Sunday, December 28th at 11:30 a.m. in the social hall. Come hear updates on what we accomplished in the last 3 months and our plans for going forward. Come release the old and set your intentions for the new year as you are guided by God at our New Year's Eve Burning Bowl service on Wednesday, December 31st at 6:30 p.m. in person and on YouTube. Reverend Kelly's next class will be on Charles Fillmore's first book, Christian Healing, on Tuesday, starting January 6th through March 31st from 6:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Study how unity was originally formulated to be a movement of universal spiritual science based on principles that will prove that you will prove and demonstrate in this class. The book, Christian Healing, by Charles Fillmore is required for this class and can be purchased on Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble. Love offering is suggested. To stay abreast of all of these current and upcoming events at U of H, please take a handout available in the lobby. Visit our Facebook page or website, or read through our newsletter emailed every Friday. To receive our weekly newsletter, complete the form at the bottom of our homepage. A prayer chaplain will be available to pray with you after service today near the patio doors. Everyone is asked to leave the sanctuary immediately following the service to provide a quiet space for prayer. And now, as the music team sings Surely the Presence, let us prepare for the daily word and opening prayer.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is now time for the Advent ceremony that we're going to do. This is going to be the last Advent ceremony. So I'm going to have our prayer chaplains, Pat Moskos and Eileen Limber. Pat will be reading the ceremony, and Eileen will light the candles.
This is the third week of our journey to renewal through the birth of our inner Christ. Today we light the first two candles and a third one for love. Oh, I'm sorry.
The fourth. Yep.
Today is the last Sunday in Christmas. This week we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our way shower, who became the perfect manifestation of the Christ. This same Christ presence is born anew in us and becomes visible in our lives this Christmas season. Today's candle represents joy. Let your joy shine for all to see. The Daily Word, Sunday, December 21st, 2025. Joy uplifts me as divine light shines from within me. As Advent season draws to a close, I celebrate the light that glows from within me, the light of the Christ within. Just as the three wise men journeyed to Bethlehem to see the newborn child, my journey through Advent has led me to discover the faith, peace, and love that are always mine. These are the true gifts of Christmas, ones I carry with me all year long. No matter the challenges and obstacles I may be called to face, I will draw from my infinite storehouse of joy to remain optimistic and centered. Joy is mine today. It is the fulfillment of my Advent journey, my divine inheritance. It is in the fullness of my heart, the contentment of my mind, and the deep feeling of wellness in my soul. I am joyous. When they saw the star that had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. Let us pray. Almighty God, we realize the presence of your perfect pattern within us. We accept your guidance so that we may express that pattern as we live each day of the year. In joy and goodwill, we will go forth to do your will this Christmas season. Amen.
Amen.
This next song reminds us to listen beyond doubt and fear and return to the truth of who we are. You Say invites us to hear the divine voice within, the voice that speaks love, worth, and strength into every moment of our lives.
You see. failure, God, you have every victory. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
And you say I am held
when I
with Julia. You sang that song, girl. Let's give them another hand, y'all. Ooh, you can feel it. You can feel it deeply, couldn't you? It's nice to see the church so full. Look around. Look at them in the balcony. We should have a children's presentation more often. They say the kids will bring them in, won't they? I love it, I love it, I love it. Today we are finishing up our journey of Advent, the Sundays in Advent. And today is the last Sunday of Advent, as Pat said, and it represents joy. And I'm going to go through three things quickly before our beautiful children come in to do their presentation for today, which is going to be kind of cute. I'm looking forward to it. The title of my talk today is Joy, Love Unfulfilled. And we're going to go through the flow of Advent from love to joy. We're going to talk about how joy shows up in the Christmas story. And then we're going to close out by discussing how joy shows up in us. Is demonstrated in us. So as we go through the flow of Christmas, we've said that love is the bridge, the sacred bridge of Advent that brings us from the first week of hope and peace, the hope being purified from the expectation of the Christ consciousness, giving birth to the Christ consciousness, to the faith that we know it is right now in us. That awareness is already elevated in us, and this process of Advent is the progression it takes for us to get from our conscious mind of faith into the experience of it, which ends up in joy. So we move from hope and faith into peace, which is the second week. And from peace, we move into love, which is the third week. And love is the embodiment and the expression of the Christ within. When you get to a place where you know so deeply, just like what Faith said, and you believe what it is that God says about you, has said about you, that you are one with the presence of God. And then you begin to embody it and express it. And what happens after that is joy. So since love is the bridge, the sacred bridge through Advent, joy is the radiance that is at the end of the expression of Advent. It's a deep sense of gladness inside of us. It's not an emotion. It's a spiritual realization. It's a deep spiritual awareness, a deep gladness. As a matter of fact, in Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, I love this verse that says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Joy comes when you realize you are living in the presence of God. And not only are you living in the presence of God is living in you, and you are divinely appointed in your own individualized expression to be that love of God, that embodiment of God, to the highest and greatest you could ever achieve in your life. That is our greatest life lesson. And all of us are here to express it in our own unique way through our own unique purpose. But our greatest lesson in that purpose is being the embodiment. Okay, God. The embodiment and the expression of the Christ that you are. And when you get it beyond all understanding, you can't help but feel joy. You can't help but feel joy. When Jesus talks to the churches in Revelation, he says that those who have the eyes to see must understand. And that means that when you come from the Spirit of God, you can't help but understand, because you are what it is that you are reading about, and the truth that you are is already radiating in you. When you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's this joy that leaps up inside of you. It's deep business. It is some deep business. And when we go deeper than that, into the realization that not only are we the presence of God, but we are the embodiment of it, we're here to be one with it, one with that presence. There's not a he. I know in the Bible it says he. But Jesus said that God is spirit, and he that worships spirit must worship in spirit and in truth. God is that activity inside of you. That first unity principle says what? There's only one power. There's only one presence. There's only one what? Activity that is active in your life and in you. God the good, omnipotent. You are it. How great, how wonderful it would feel, how much gratitude would well up automatically when you come to that awareness. It naturally emerges. Think of how you feel when you get an aha. Like a deep aha. Doesn't that feel good when you get a deep aha? And it brings forth a feeling so deep that you can't help, your heart can't help but leap for joy. So as we go through the flow, hope awakens us to the Christ. Peace centers us in the Christ. Love becomes the embodiment and the expression of the Christ. And joy naturally emerges from the gladness of the Christ. As you are expressing it and it's welling up in you to be expressed, there's a gratitude and a thanksgiving in the process. So how does joy show up in the Christmas story? As I was looking at that, in the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, where the shepherds see the angels, there's this verse in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. At the end of the verse, it says, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." Now, there's a deepness when you look at this, because when you look at how Jesus was born, Jesus wasn't born in a palace, although he was called the King and the Messiah. He was born in a stable. And it wasn't really the stable like that picture over there, the thing that Mary gave us, that beautiful, with the statue, with the, the little stable over there with all the little figurines in there. Clean and private, yeah. It was a whole, the way the houses were made back in that time. The stables were underneath. It was a two-story home. And on the bottom level was where the animals were. It was carved in the side of a cave, and he was put in a manger, which was like either a hole in the ground or a hole in the wall where the animals ate. And last week we said that Love is the embodiment that holds the Christ within. It's having that joy that Mary had, that her heart was so full of love it could hold the Christ. Well, we can too. And joy comes as the baby Jesus came in the simplest circumstances. Not when things are comfortable. It's not contingent on comfort. Joy is contingent on a choice to be in that consciousness. Joy doesn't come in perfection. It comes in simplicity. It comes in the place where you realize from a humble heart that there is no power greater than God. And that power that nothing is greater than is one with you. Chose you for a specific reason. And I'm going to dare to say this because Jesus said it in his own words. Your reason is just as powerful as the Messiah's reason. He said, greater things than these ye shall do. And when you come into the realization of your purpose, on how you were brought here to express, that's going to bring up a joy so deep that nothing and no one can take it from you. Nothing and no one can take it from you. I'll say it again. Nothing and no one can take it from you. This is deep when we look at what the country is going through right now, when there are things that are being snatched away intentionally. And there's a seemingly sense of joy in that. But I tell you what, that's not a joy. Because that's an ungodly expression that is not loving that's happening. That's not joy. There may be a jubilee and a celebration of those who are in alignment with that kind of awareness and consciousness. That ain't joy. Joy is when you're rooted in God. And you're rooted in the promise that I'm going to be the expression of God no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens to me. That's some joy. Singing in a jail cell like Reverend Martin Luther King did when he was arrested. Singing up in a jail cell, creating his sermons because he knows God's at work. Not just in his circumstances to get him out of jail, but in his circumstances in his own consciousness. Your own consciousness can be the jail that holds you from doing anything. And I promise you, when you go into the Christ within, nothing and no one can take that joy from you. Jesus said, I'm going to give you a joy that the world can't take away. And there's a song that says, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Some of us know that song. I don't know all of it, but I know that part. So when joy shows up in us, it's some deep business. You ever see somebody going through some stuff and they're still smiling? Like for real, they're still smiling, coming out of that sense of peace within. I'm going to keep talking about Miss Bonnie McNamara because I just know it. I was going to see Victoria Arista in the hospital one day. I'm walking up. I see this beautiful lady with this beautiful belt on, just joyful. Yeah, she's at the valet. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. And just as joyful as she can be, about to get in the car, walking around. I'm like, ooh, that lady is so joyful. I mean, I saw radiating from her. I'm like, ooh, I wonder who that is. Then I recognized the voice. And then she turned around. It was Bonnie McNamara. She was just coming from a doctor's appointment from surgery on her back. Now, she was still experiencing some pain at that moment, but she was joyful. And the belt that was so beautiful was the back brace that so perfectly matched the outfit she had on. It wasn't a perfect situation at that time. She was coming from the doctor. She was in pain. But it was a simple show of joy to be able to get up and walk to the doctor after the pain of being laid out in bed from the surgery. To be able to move and know that God is the joy within you that is your strength. Like Nehemiah in the Bible, in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so that means that as we walk through joy, joy doesn't come when we're not in pain, when things are perfect. Joy is not a way of denying a pain. It coexists with it. It is possible to be going through grief and joy at the same time. It is possible to be uncertain about how your life is going to be and still feel joy. As a matter of fact, I love this saying God gave me, to be patient with the process and enjoy the not knowing. To be in joy. And I know that because I feel that because I know what God has for me is the greatest surprise I could ever imagine. Amen. And so I walk around waiting for a surprise party to happen. What's next, God? I'm excited for that. And joy coexists even in the experience of loss. Or when you know you're about to experience loss, you can still have joy. Because even in those situations, every single one of those situations, we still have that first unity principle. That there's only one power. There's only one presence. There's only one activity active in our lives and in the universe. And I have a feeling you have a cheat sheet up there. So I heard this story of this person who was sitting at home Christmas Eve, and she was feeling sad. Her family had passed away. She's in her 90s. No one had come to visit or anything. And she's feeling this sense of sadness and loss remembering the times that she celebrated with her family, even her last sibling that had passed. And in a moment when she was feeling her saddest, the phone rang. And it was a friend of hers who said, I was just thinking about you, and I felt led to call you and tell you I love you, and I am so grateful for you. You are a beautiful expression of God. And she said that in that moment, she felt uplifted. It was like God heard her and was giving her the message she needed to hear. She said, joy didn't come because everything was fixed. Joy came because love showed up in the situation. That's why in the Advent journey, joy comes after love. Because when you experience love, the outcome of that, the outpouring of that, is a gladness and joy. So how do we practice this? You pause, you take a breath, and you ask the question, where is love present right now in your life? It may be in a breath that you're taking, and I'm grateful every time I can breathe, especially in the wintertime, which triggers asthma. I'm grateful to be able to breathe, and some of us in here have an experience of asthma, and we know what I'm talking about. Joy can come in a memory that even when I'm missing my mother and my sister, I'm joyful about it because I wouldn't be missing them so much if God hadn't put them in my life for me to love them so deeply and for them to love me so deeply. That's joyful for me. Love can show up in a sense of gratitude or in a relationship. And I tell you, I am grateful to be in relationship with all of y'all. And even those of you who are visiting, if it's for the first time or the second time or whatever, you are now in relationship with me, and I'm sending you love and light too. Joy can show up in a quiet moment, a moment to exhale, Even coming from vacation, sometimes you need a moment to exhale. You can experience some joy coming from the hustle and bustle. You got to have a vacation from your vacation. And joy mostly shows up in the sense of gratitude you experience when you realize, greater than anything else, I am God. I am that I am. Say that with me. I am that I am. And I'm grateful for that I am together. And I'm grateful for that I am. It is you. So, if we look into this and we take the joy as a strength, the joy of the Lord is our strength, the way it'll show up in our expression, we will become more resilient. We will become soft. We will soften our expectations. And we will trust more deeply. We will move with ease and grace. And we will laugh more freely. Y'all be around me long enough, y'all gonna be laughing. Even if it's something I say that's corny, you're still gonna laugh. And then love carries light into the heavy places. Joy, rather. Joy carries life into the heavy places. So joy is the glow of a heart living in love. And as the kids prepare to come in, let us remember that joy is not something that Christmas gives us. Joy is something that awakens from the Christ within us. And as we continue this Advent season, may love guard and guide your heart. And may joy naturally rise up and glow naturally in your heart that is living in love. Thank you. Amen. Namaste. Perfect timing. So as the kids are at the door, I need a couple men to come up and help me so we can set the scene. We're going to have to move the podium out of the way. And we're going to move the candle. All of that's going to have to go out of the way. And someone can open the door to tell the kids to come in because I think that door is locked. You can blow them out. Yes. We just need to move that stuff back. The podium over and the table over. That way we can prepare the scene. What was that? That was crazy, whatever that was. And Sharon, you're going to have to tell us what else you need besides the... Want to move this? We need. I'll pick this part up. Let's bring it over here. Thank you. All righty.
You get that chair, sir.
Three chairs. Here's one more.
Got it.
Excuse me, sweetie. Oh, you got it.
I think three, they said.
Three? I don't know.
I'll move this out of the way. You can sit here, sweetie. You can sit. You guys can sit there.
I think so. Thank you, sir. I want it.
And does anyone need this extra mic? So we're going to do a mic check. Well, we know this one's working. You can take this one, Sharon, Miss Sharon. Reverend Bonnie. Oh, that was what we heard, the popping
Hello.
Stuff. Here you go, Reverend Bonnie.
All right. The kids with headphones. Could I do a mic check with you?
Kids with headphones. Can you stand up, Kennedy?
Yeah.
And say check, check.
Check.
It's not on.
They're all on. Check, check.
Check.
Right. Check, check. You got to say it louder. Check, check.
Check, check.
Got it. Check, check. Got it. And your mic? And then who else has a mic? That it?
Ooh.
Don't tap it. We don't tap the mics because we can mess them up. So that's everybody? Perfect. All righty.
Smiles, everyone.
Yeah.
The kids have been a little anxious here. And the day has finally come for our little skit. So welcome, Unity of Farmington Hills. to the Youth Ministry's annual holiday program entitled The Case of the Missing Christmas Cookies. This skit uses humor and playful detective cliches to emphasize the importance of togetherness and sharing at Christmas. Please enjoy our brief skit.
I can't believe my cookies are gone. I spent hours baking them, and now poof, just crumbs.
Poof, just crumbs.
Call a detective. Detectives.
Don't worry, Mrs. Frosty. This looks like we got a case of cookie larceny. No cookie shall go unsifted.
No cookie should go unsifted.
You, where were you when the cookies disappeared?
I was right here, Detective, making sure I was decorating the tree, making sure the tinsel was perfectly aligned. You got to keep things festive, you know. I didn't touch any of the cookies. Okay, well, I may have smelt them, but that still isn't a crime, isn't it?
Suspicious, very suspicious.
Suspicious, very suspicious. Detective, according to my thorough observations, the cookies were still on the table exactly 17 minutes and 42 seconds ago, right before Elfie sneezed on the mistletoe. After that, things got crazy. You need to fess up.
And you, where are you when the cookies disappeared? The silent type. I've seen your kind before. Usually means guilty.
The silent type. You need to fess up.
I can't believe my cookies are gone. Who would do such a thing on Christmas Eve? It's a tragedy.
Yes, a tragedy.
Oh! Aha, the elf. Aha, the elf.
What? I swear it was just one cookie. Maybe two. Okay, fine, three. But I promise that. But come on, I'm an elf. It's in my DNA to snack.
It was you.
It was you. It was you. It was you.
It was you.
It was
ho, ho, ho.
Santa?
Sorry to cause a little bit of a stir up, but the reindeer got a little bit hungry, so I borrowed the plate of cookies.
So, Santa, you took the cookies to feed your reindeer?
Of course I did.
You took the cookies?
Of course I did. What's a sleigh ride without a little snack?
Sleigh ride? Case closed, I guess.
Case closed, I guess.
At least it wasn't the cookie criminals, but Santa, you could have just left a note or something. We thought Elfie was a goner.
Always save a little grace for Christmas, even for elves with big appetites.
Well, no harm done, I guess. The important thing is that we are all together, and Christmas is about sharing after all.
Another mystery solved, though I may need to rethink my career choices.
Another mystery solved.
Hey, if anyone finds more cookies missing later, I promise it wasn't me.
can't use them.
Just saying thank you, everybody, for coming to see their little skit, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as they did making it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a good job. Give me a high five when y'all leave. High five. High five. High five. Cookie high. Oops. I apologize. Cookie. High five. High five. High five, Willie. High five. High five. High five. Woohoo! Let's give them another hand, y'all. That was so cute. Now we're going to put everything back real quick. While we're putting everything back, I invite you all, we're going to prepare for our love offering while they're putting everything back. So pull out your love offering. And you can keep that there, Marty, for the moment, yeah. And what is the, oh, no. Bring to mind what you feel led to give today for your love offering for the service and the beautiful children's skit. And also take a deep breath. Gently close your eyes and take a deep breath. Exhale deeply. Centering yourself in a consciousness of prosperity and joy. And if you need to open your eyes to look on the screen to do the love offering blessing, feel free to do so. Otherwise, you can keep your eyes closed. Together, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Amen. And now we're going to have a song. And as the music team is singing, we're going to have the ushers pass the basket for you all. If you've already given your love offering and your love enrichment as well, just bless the offering. We're going to do it again at the end, but bless the offering as the basket goes by. Thank you. We're going to have our music team sing.
All right, Unity of Farmington Hills, our final song, we're going to turn joy all the way up. Zeal is joy in motion. Bold, confident, and alive, let it lift you, energize you, and send you into Christmas ready to live that joy out loud.
One.
You feel that zeal. And zeal for you completely consumes me. I can't get enough, can't get enough of you. Your fire burning right through me. I can't get enough, can't get enough of you. Oh, you. Can't get enough of you. Oh, you. Can't get enough of you. Woo!
Woo! Whoa, whoa. Can y'all say that with me? Oh, whoa, whoa. One more time. Oh, whoa, whoa. Can't get enough of you. Whoa, whoa. Do it again. Oh, whoa, whoa. Can't get enough of you. Okay. I guess that was my cue to stop. Oh, whoa, stop. We're going to have the ushers come down. That was fun. You couldn't help but get into that, right? Let's give them a hand. Oh my gosh, I love this team, this music team, this church. I love the youth ministry. We some sweet business, y'all. Ain't we some sweet business? So rub your hands together, activating your spiritual giving. Extend your hands to the love offering blessing. And I'm going to say my part. Well, I'll say it from looking this way because it's not, there it is. I'm going to say my part, and then I'll have you guys say your part. Mine is, I can see it up there. I'm going to say my part first. Thank you, God, for these gifts of love coming from hearts of love to bless this ministry of love. Now repeat after me. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For your ever-increasing.
For your ever-increasing.
Unceasing.
Unceasing.
Flow of absolute good.
Flow of absolute good.
Into our lives now.
Into our lives now.
Into our lives when?
Now.
Tomorrow?
Now.
Last week?
Now.
Into our lives now.
In our lives now.
Thank you, God. Amen. And we're going to have the ushers. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Let's stand so we can do our, wait, do we got anything? This is the last Sunday, so we got birthday Sunday. Any those of you who don't have a birthday in December, have a seat. Birthdays in December. Julia has one. LJ, Miss Lois has one in December, too. Lois is downstairs.
Guitar player has one, too.
Guitar player has one in December, too. But he's playing, so he's not going to stand. Let's sing. Oh, we got one more up in the first row, too. One of the grandmamas. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You are wonderful. And many more. Woo-hoo! We're going to stand and do our prayer for protection, and then we're going to do our peace song. If you let's get in a circle. You don't have to hold hands because we got this flu season, but let's get in a circle. Let's see how big this circle extends. And then we're going to do our prayer for protection, our peace song, and we're going to peace it on downstairs for some joy and celebration. I'm in a silly mood today. The kids brought the silly out of me.
Huh?
I look good being silly. All righty. Okay. So we're going to do our prayer for protection. Oh, the baby is here. Oh. Taria's grandbaby's here. Okay. He is so big. Okay, ready? Everybody, need everybody's attention. I feel like a teacher. If you can hear my voice, clap once. If you can hear my voice, clap twice. Let's say the prayer for protection and then a peace song. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Hey.
Praise God, there's peace on earth. I know it begins with me. Praise God, there's peace on earth, the peace that
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hopefully you can make it. Hopefully you can make it to our Christmas Eve celebration on Wednesday at 6:30. Those of you who are parents and grandparents who came, you don't got to wait for the kids to perform to come. You're always welcome. I love all of you, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Woo!
Thank you for listening to this Unity of Farmington Hills podcast. We hope this has encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you. If you are unable to attend our Sunday gatherings but would still like to support our spiritual community, visit our giving page, unityfh.com/donate.